This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio, live from Commanders Training Camp. Joining us right now, Quan Martin. Quan, how are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
So talk us through what it was like when the coaches told you, hey, we're going to do a joint practice, but it's going to be an inter-squad scrimmage against each other.
It was fun. Like, he broke it to us yesterday in a team meeting, kind of like had a draft, and I guess the coaches and all the everybody kind of drafted their own team. So it was pretty cool, man, just to be on the sideline with some different guys on the same team, but, you know, you're competing against, you know, the guys you usually in the same room with. So it was fun, man, just to be out here and just to amp things up a little bit, boost up the competition.
Could you compare this experience with a regular day of practice here at training camp?
I think the intensity was a little bit higher. I think ever since we split up the team, it's been a little animosity inside the building with the Burgundy and Gold group, but it was fun just to get out here, man, and like I said, just compete, honestly.
Can you kind of explain this time last year, how has the defense improved from this time last year?
It's been a lot of improvement, man, just all around, just player IQ, guys just knowing the system, knowing the defense, and just trying to make plays, man. I think everybody is in tune to, you know, what the coaches expect, the standard. Like, we don't have to speak about it. Like, it's, you know, it's already set. And, you know, we just come out here, like I said, just compete, man. I think coach, you know, heavy on competition. So just being able to compete, man, just every day just trying to get better, especially with the guys we have on the other side of the ball.
Joined by safety Quan Martin, what was your takeaway from the first preseason game against the Patriots?
I think it's a lot to work on, just as a defense, just communication, guys just being where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, and just making our tackles. And when the opportunity come our way, just making plays.
I love how it gives you guys an opportunity to go back and watch film and see things that you can correct.
Right.
You know, maybe it was an opportunity for you guys to be humbled but not have an L show up on the season record. I think that's kind of a great takeaway.
Yeah, no, it definitely was, man. I think you'll never want that kind of taste in your mouth, especially the amount of points they put up in the preseason game. So it just, you know, lets us know we still have a lot of work to do as a team. So we just gonna continue to come out here and practice and keep getting better.
Quan, when Joe Witt Jr. came in last year, he made headlines with his statement in the press conference, we're going to be violent. How would you describe for my audience his defense?
Violent.
Yeah.
Just like you said, man, I think everybody's on the defense is, you know, willing to put their hat on the guy, willing to go hit and just play as violent as possible. And I think he preached that every day. And I think, you know, that's kind of what this group has adapted to.
How has the addition of Will Harris helped the group?
It's been great, man. Just a guy who knows football. Can put him down to cover tight ends, take a tight end away for the whole game. And he's just special, man. Just voice in the room, just always communicating to the guys. And just, you know, being the ear. Whatever question I got, whatever question he has for me, you know, just be there for each other.
Joined by safety Quan Martin. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio on the Fan. Richmond's home for the Commanders. So we're all so fired up because it's preseason. Mm-hmm. It means regular season's right around the corner. You're doing the training camp joint practice today. What do you guys want to accomplish throughout the rest of the week as you prepare for Cincinnati?
Just keep getting better, man. I think, you know, take away from the last game, just things we got to correct. And just keep putting emphasis on it as we go through the week. And continue to communicate. I think if we all on the same page, it just allows us to play a lot faster.
When I watched today, defense did a great job against Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. What did you think of your guys' effort?
The effort was great, man. Intensity, physicality. I think all around the board was a great performance. Never as perfect as you think. So after we watch the film, you know, it's probably a couple of things we got to correct. But just get those corrected and come out and not make the same mistakes in the next packet.
But you got to be excited how you kind of really did limit them. I mean, they didn't put any points on the board.
Yeah, man. It was fun just to be out here competing, man. Basically treated like a real game. So I think that's, you know, one thing that was different from the just a regular practice. Like, we went through all the pregame stuff. And it was fun just to compete against, you know, our offense and really just see where we at.
Quan Martin with us here. This is AWOD Radio. So I was a season ticket holder for 17 years with my dad. Okay. Then I got into radio. I'm covering the team. You guys changed my life last season. I want to tell you that. And you had the play of the season, the pick six against the Lions. Yeah. Talk me through the play call, what was going through your mind as you executed that, pick it off, and you took it to the house, man.
Oh, man, it was Coach Witt just put us in a great call, man. And, you know, I went to cover my zone of the field. We always talk about tips and overthrows. And, you know, those are just the ones we got to come up with. So I made a play on the ball. You know, I just did my best to get in the end zone. So made a couple guys miss. And, you know, I just seen my team blocking for me. I had a nice alley to run through. And I just ran through it and scored a touchdown.
I felt like once you picked it off, you could have gone 300 yards. Nothing was stopping you.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I mean, with the dudes we had blocking, you know, just with my skills, my ability, man, I was able to make some plays, make some guys miss. And the D-line just did a great job building a wall and, you know, just let me run free.
Well, hopefully the team can build off of that. Which of the young guys, can you name one that's impressed you?
I think all of them have grown, you know, just each week. But I think the one that impressed me the most is Trey Amos. Just his poise when he's out there, just his ball skills, playmaking ability. And, you know, just the way he approaches the game, he's smart. Instinctual, and I think he'll be a great addition for us this season.
Jaden Daniels coming off of NFL Rookie of the Year season, a historic season, but we know about his work ethic and how he wants to improve. Can you point to one thing that you've seen that's different or improved from Jaden?
Just his leadership, man. I think it all starts, especially as a quarterback, man, just being a leader, taking control of the huddle, the offense, and I think he's 100% embraced that and just continuing to grow in that area. And I mean, he's just always getting better, honestly.
Joined by safety Quan Martin. So my co-host Michael Phillips said, I have to ask you, are you the team barber?
Nah, I used to be in college, but right now I'm just my barber. So yeah. I cut my own hair. But other than that, I don't too much get into it, man. I think we spend a lot of hours up here. And, you know, just cutting hair, that's more time on my feet. So kind of try to stay off my feet as much as possible. And, you know, especially around the game day, guys always want to cut a day before the game, 2 days before the game. And that's, you know, it's probably not ideal for me. So I kind of, like I said, I just try to stay off my feet as much as possible.
But I was fed good information. You did do that in college?
Yeah, yeah. College I was, man. I was cutting 5, 6, 7, 8 guys a day, man. So it was a lot. But it was fun, man, just to go through something and learn different techniques, just all kind of stuff when it comes to cutting hair, man. It was always fun just to learn.
Yeah. Do you have any other hobbies that are like that? Outside of the football field.
One thing I got into this offseason was gardening.
Okay.
So I've been growing, like, jalapenos, cucumbers, ooh, broccoli, all kind of stuff, man. I just started my own little garden at my house, built a little garden bed, put some soil, tree branch, like, whatever, just fuel the soil, and yeah, man, it's been looking good.
I love that. My coworker does that, and he just brought in banana peppers. They were banging, okay. Dude.
Yeah. I got something like that in my garden. Well, I got some jalapenos, but I got all kind of stuff.
All right. Well, you got to post that on Instagram, man. That's awesome.
I ain't even got Instagram, man. I ain't got Instagram. I've been off there for like 2 years.
Just on the football grind.
Yeah, man, just grinding, locked in.
Well, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, and we're taking you closer to the action. AWOD on the road, live from training camp. We just witnessed the joint practice, and joining me right now is Grant Polson from Grant and Danny. What's up, Grant?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. Let's jump right into it. Joint practice, the gold team against the burgundy team. What were your biggest takeaways?
I thought it was a cool thing they did, first of all. I like how much they leaned into it. They had a coin toss. You know, they had the two sides come out and stretch. It was very much simulated as if it was a game, which I thought was neat. The winning team got a T-shirt. You know, they made it fun for the players. And at their core, a lot of the guys out here are still, you know, just high school football minded when they get to compete, in a sense. And I think that they got a lot out of the experience of talking trash in the building for 24 hours. And now the gold team, which was really the team wearing white pennies, you know, ends up getting the bragging rights. But they did this strategically. You know, their schedule came out, and they saw that they had a Friday night game in New England and didn't play again until Monday, which in the preseason, to go roughly 9-10 days without a game, is that's brutal. So that's a lot of practice time. That's a lot of monotony. And I think Dan Quinn wanted to break that up. He had a plan throughout the offseason to figure out a way to do this. They really put this together over the last couple of days really well. I thought it was very cool. And now, it didn't go all that well for the starting offense, which we'll talk about, but I thought it was worthwhile and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves to scrimmage. Everybody loves to play a real game, and that was the vibe. That's what it felt like. But it was not fun to watch that offensive unit led by Jaden Daniels. I was hoping for big play after big play, and instead it was a great pass rush, right? Maybe we should just give the defense credit.
Yeah, so you could certainly do that. I mean, you could say it was the starters, what I call good on good, ones against ones. So Washington's defense deserves the win, so to speak. But I thought it was more bad offense than good defense. There were a few pre-snap penalties that put them first and 15. You know, there were several plays that got blown up where, you know, a running back was hit for a minus two or something like that. There was a drop pass or two. Daniels was not accurate at all. And I always hedge whenever you're talking about the quarterback, and Commanders fans get in their feels sometimes. So I always, the caveat is, don't take this to mean anything other than it was a practice. You're allowed to have a bad one. But I haven't seen Daniels this inaccurate on this practice field many times over the last couple of years. Certainly, I thought this was the worst practice for the offense and for him this camp. But they were just out of rhythm and out of sync. And they were, I mean, I have the play-by-play written down. Like, first downs were scarce. They didn't score a point. They didn't get across midfield, really. There was one time where on a fourth down, there was an incompletion, and they kind of acted as if it had been overturned just to keep the offense on the field. And they immediately went, you know, off the field a couple plays later again. So they didn't have anything to build on. The one early first down that they got as a group was a Jaden Daniels run. But in terms of throwing the football, it took four drives maybe to convert on a third down through the air. It was not pretty.
Unfortunately, I completely agree with you. It was the most I've seen Jaden Daniel in terms of inaccurate and off target since I've, you know, been here, since he's been drafted. I felt like you said, both teams were talking smack throughout the, you know, the couple days leading up to this. I feel like the offense thought they were going to come out there and just roll over them. And first play, they target Debo and it's incomplete. And it was like, all right, it's downhill from there instead of uphill. It was unfortunate, and I know the fan base is not going to want to hear us talk about Jaden Daniels missing targets, but that's exactly what we saw.
And it's one practice, right? Now, I will say this is the closest thing to a game simulation you'll have. Any day in 11-on-11 work is similar to this, but because of the way they build it, it was this burgundy versus gold scrimmage that meant something to the players. I would say there's a little more weight behind this one. But guys were just more excited. There were a couple guys that got yelled at for hitting too hard, or you know, Mikey Sanders still had a play where he basically elbowed Luke McCaffrey in the stomach as he was running rather than, you know, just thumping him. And McCaffrey went down and lost his win. You could tell Dan Quinn was not very happy. There was another play on the sideline where Michael Gallup got destroyed by Will Harris, the safety, and driven to the ground as he to break up a pass. And Cliff Kingsbury, who was kind of the de facto head coach of one of the teams, kind of came over and said, "Hey, Will, we don't need that." Like I only say this to say that the players were more amped up than normal. They were kind of towing the line of game versus practice. That's why I bring that up. Sanders still, by the way, was phenomenal. I thought Harris was awesome. Like, those were two of the real standouts for the quote-unquote gold team that was wearing white, the first team defense. It's not overly telling. I mean, Jaden Daniels' season last year, the entire build-up so far in camp has been very positive. But today, in a vacuum, just in a nutshell, was ugly. I mean, it just, for the entire offense, it was bad.
Yeah, and the positive approach is that the defense looked good. And as Dan Quinn's told the media, he even told the junkies, when the defense wins, the Commanders win. When the offense wins, the Commanders win. So it was a good practice for the defense. But I have to ask you, with the offensive struggles, did it feel like they really need Terry McLaurin? Did it feel like that's a weakness at wide receiver without 17?
Well, it's obviously a weakness without McLaurin. You know, this practice was evidence of that. I think most practices are evidence of that. I think the preseason game was evidence of that. Every single time they take the field right now, with McLaurin not practicing, who, by the way, was at practice for the first time, he was on the sideline in a hoodie, even spent some time talking to Adam Peters, which I found interesting. But every single time they practice or play and they're doing anything and McLaurin's not on the field, it becomes glaringly obvious that they're light at receiver. Now, in a world where McLaurin's back and Noah Brown is playing, who's also hurt and not available right now, the receiver room looks a lot different. But I had made a point during the preseason game about how if you're Buddy Baker or Terry McLaurin, like, games like this past week against New England don't hurt you. Because everyone's going, the drum beat gets louder when guys are dropping passes. And I think what fans are doing is they're saying, oh, well, who cares? It's KJ Osborne, it's Chris Moore, it's, you know, this guy, Michael Gallup. Like, these are the sixth and seventh and eighth receivers or whatever. It's Ja'Cory Brooks. Well, those guys are getting first team reps right now. Like, that's what people don't understand. When they're out here today with the ones, it's Luke McCaffrey out wide, Debo Samuel in motion, and then some version of one of the guys I just named is with the starters. KJ Osborne today was basically the de facto number one team wide receiver opposite Luke McCaffrey because Debo's constantly in motion and doing other things. So, you know, this idea that, like, oh, it doesn't really matter what's going on at receiver in these games because these guys aren't that important, wrong. Like, they're literally starters in practice right now. Noah Brown's hurt. I get that. He'll be back, supposedly, and I'm assuming he will be soon. He gets hurt all the time. You know, he was hurt in Houston. He was hurt here last year a couple times. He's hurt now. Like, there's no reason to say he won't be hurt again. You know, the longer this thing goes with Terry McLaurin, the more I worry about his football shape and soft tissue stuff. So I do think the depth in this receiver room matters. I would probably be kicking the tires on more veterans or looking at who gets cut in a couple of weeks to try to possibly bring someone in here.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it was highlighted in Dan Quinn's press conference today. He was asked about the wide receiver group and what he thinks. He talked about Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane, and he talked about those guys at length and how he likes them on the inside. He wants to work them on the outside. He didn't talk about anybody else. It doesn't feel like anybody else is really popping right now. Here with Grant Paulson, I'm Adam Epstein, reacting to the inner squad scrimmage. So the offense struggled. How much of that is because Jaden Daniels can't run because it's a joint practice where he's wearing the yellow penny? I mean, there was a time where they blew the whistle, and I think like one of the coaching staff was like, no, he escaped that if it was a real game. You didn't really get to see the off-script playmaking ability because they blew the whistle as if it was a sack.
Certainly a factor. The first down they got in their first few drives, maybe their third drive or something, was him on a design keeper. They actually called a design quarterback run. And you're still not allowed to touch him, so he got around the edge, and everyone kind of got near him, and they blew the whistle really fast. I wouldn't call many of those, honestly, because nothing good's going to happen. But they were just kind of get their offense going a little bit. But I definitely think that's a factor. That's his superpower, the play extension. His running ability is why he is a fringe top five quarterback in the National Football League right now, which is not to take away from his, you know, ability in the pocket, a propensity to throw the football, accuracy, ball placement, some of those things. But he didn't have it today, right? And the offense just wasn't going, and receivers weren't really getting open. It wasn't like he was misfiring a ton to open guys. Down the field he did a few times, but short and intermediate, it was just tight coverage, I thought. And so with that being said, like, yeah, normally in a game, he probably rips off a run or relies on his feet a little more. And in a practice, you're not really going to have that club in the bag.
Grant, the joint practice, probably the lead story on my show, but maybe it should be Terry McLaurin. We were here a couple weeks ago, and Buddy Baker was here, and he's signing autographs. Then he requests a trade, and we hadn't seen him out here. And then today, he's on the sidelines. I know you saw him talking with Adam Peters. He was on the sidelines with his teammates wearing a hood. Is this good news? Are we expecting something to maybe happen in the next coming days?
Well, it's not bad news, right? The fact that he's doing more, so to speak, like he is now standing at a practice. He was not doing that before. He is being seen conversing with Adam Peters. I have not seen that. Nobody has out here publicly. Those types of things are encouraging to me. Do I think it means that they're getting closer to a deal? No, not necessarily. I don't think they're making progress, in quotes, on the money necessarily. I don't think that's a tell. But I just think that, you know, the question for me is how much animus is there for him to not show back up before the game start, but to hold out into the regular season? Like, he's going to have to dig in a way that players have not been willing to in recent years. That's going to take a real venom and a real disdain for what this front office is doing to him. And when he's out here watching a practice, kind of itching to be out there is what that tells me. And then you're kind of having a conversation with the GM and you're talking with your quarterback and you're dapping up the owner recently and you're hugging the quarterback's mom. Like, it does not feel like a guy who's popping off and shouting demands as to, I'm not going to play. You know, meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, you've got Cam Hayward telling the media yesterday, I'm not going to play in week one if I don't have a contract. And you know, Terry's out here at practice talking to Adam Peters. So that, to me, that feels more encouraging.
And lastly, how would you respond to Commanders fans that feel like morale is low because of that? I completely disagree. I get it. You lost by 30. It's not like we were playing our starters, but I don't think there's any correlation to McLaurin not being here and the team getting blown out in a preseason game.
Yeah, I don't think there's correlation. I would agree with that completely. I mean, Terry McLaurin here or not here, the preseason game wouldn't have gone particularly well the way that their backup defensive guys played mostly. Having said that, I mean, is the morale low? No, I don't think the morale's low. I do think this is an unnecessary distraction. I do think this is a self-inflicted wound. Now, we could argue if it's bleeding, does it need a Band-Aid, is it a big deal? But this doesn't have to be happening, in my opinion. Like, you could just not have to win this negotiation, and you could have your number one receiver on the field for your franchise quarterback, and they've elected not to do that. I think they're more right, probably, than the player and the agent are on the money. But my big debate all along that I've had, and I've brought up on my show constantly, is is the juice worth the squeeze from the team standpoint? Is this worth it? Is this the guy after you gave out 20 contracts to players that were either about to be 30 this year or are already 30? Is this the guy all of a sudden where we go, yeah, we can't pay him because he's too old? Like, it feels to me like they've dug in deeper than I certainly would have on this.
It's going to be interesting because the sprint to the finish line is right around the corner. That regular season will start, and there's a second game 4 days later. They need 17 ready to play.
Yeah, no doubt. He misses the first game. He probably misses the first two games. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it benefits anybody, certainly not the team, and I don't know how it would benefit him or his agent either. So my guess is he shows back up eventually with his tail between his legs and plays football. But I'm now at a point where I have no confidence he's going to get a long-term deal done. I've kind of thought maybe a one-year deal where he can make more cash this year and him and his agent can save face a little bit on a new negotiation may be the best path or the most realistic path. But you know, hopefully they're making more progress behind the scenes than we know, and nobody's talking right now.
Grant, thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Good seeing you.
That was Grant Polson from Grant and Danny. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we've taken the show on the road once again from Commanders training camp here in Ashburn, Virginia. And we picked a perfect day to be here yesterday for the walkthrough. And then Hollywood superstar John Bernthal is hanging out with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn today, the very highly anticipated joint practice. And I thought it was so cool when Dan Quinn explained the idea, and then to see them kind of execute it was awesome. Was not the best of joint practices for the offense. And bringing on Mitch Tischler right now from Beltway Football Podcast on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to provide his thoughts. What's going on, Mitch? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. And, you know, this offense needs Jaden Daniels to run the ball. I think that was one of my bigger takeaways, because in this practice, anytime somebody got close to him, they blew the whistle. And I think he would have escaped some of those, but in this situation, in this drill they're running, it ended up being a sack, and the offense did not look good. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what training camp is for. You want to work on working in the pocket. You want to work on, you know, reading a defense from a set location, and you know those guys aren't going to hit you. And yeah, it was a really good day for the Commanders' defensive line. You know, they dominated out there. And I think you're also seeing a little bit of this offense struggle from the lack of, you know, Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. You know, without those two guys out there, all of a sudden you're forced to see more of Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane work on the outside. And I think ultimately when they get to the season, assuming something with Terry gets done and Noah Brown finds a way to get healthy, you know, you're going to have, you know, Debo and Terry will be on the field for essentially all of the offensive plays. You know, Noah Brown, when he comes out on the field, will kick Debo into the slot. But on the times that Terry's on the outside and Debo's on the outside, you're going to see a lot more of Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane working in that kind of slot role. And I think at this point in camp, you're seeing the offense struggle, particularly in, you know, goal to go and red zone work, because you have two receivers who are being forced to work on the outside, whose, you know, biggest attribute, their best attribute, is their speed and their quickness. And they're not able to use that as much on the outside, particularly when, you know, the field is limited. So all in all, I think that there's a place that, you know, this team will continue to get better as guys start coming back. But certainly the offense has now been struggling for, you know, most of camp. There's been flashes, and, you know, Debo has looked really good, and you can say the same for the connection with Zach Ertz. But outside of those two guys, there hasn't been a lot in the passing game.
Yeah, you mentioned it, though. It's just a practice, and this is what they practice for, to get better. I'm confident they will get better, and it will look different with 17 out there for sure. But they definitely struggled. Not many first downs, and you're right, there was constant pressure. Who did you think popped on the defensive line providing that pressure?
I mean, Von Miller just continues to look like he's 24 years old. You know, he joked when he got here they could roll out of bed and rush the quarterback, and we're kind of seeing that. You know, he showed up to camp, you know, and was ready to go from day one, and we're seeing a speed and an athleticism out of him that I don't know that we've really seen here in Washington. You know, Ryan Kerrigan was a really good pass rusher, but not in the same way that Von Miller is. And, you know, it's great for Brandon, for Josh Connerly to be learning going against a guy like Von, because I don't know that there's a whole lot of guys even now in the league that have that same kind of burst that Von has. And, you know, there's one particular rush where, you know, Von kind of looped around the outside and ducked the shoulder and dipped low. And you could see Connerly, you know, recognize what was coming at him, you know, and try and get a hand on Von as he went by to kind of throw him off balance. But Von's speed just, you know, whipped by and would ultimately have gotten to the quarterback. I also think because of the Brandon Coleman injury, you're seeing, you know, some things change, you know, along the interior of the offensive line. I think ultimately they'd love for Brandon Coleman to be your starting left tackle, for Josh Connerly to develop enough to be your starting right guard, and then ultimately you could have Wiley step in and be your right guard. Right now you're seeing a lot of Nick Allegretti over there, who's a very nice utility player, but, you know, has is not quite as good of a offensive lineman as Andrew Wiley is. So I think you're seeing some of that interior rush come as well. But, you know, along with Von Miller, I think you got to give Daron Payne and Johnny Newton, you know, Javon Kinlaw, not quite getting after the quarterback quite as much, but doing a real good job of jamming up the run in the middle. The defensive line has been looking good, and, you know, you hope it's not because the offensive line is struggling too much.
Yeah, I think Dorrance Armstrong is a guy that I wanted to give credit to as well. Back to the offensive side of the ball, any other takeaways you had? You know, they struggled, and there wasn't many first downs. There was a point where it felt like they missed a fourth down, and Dan Quinn just said, keep the offense out there. We haven't gotten a first down. They did get one going, and I felt like they had more success when they tried to do up-tempo stuff, and that's what they had the most success with last year. Just not many positive takeaways from Jaden Daniels and the offensive side of the ball.
I think the two places I'd look at positives are Tyler Biadasz at center. In his second year working with Jaden, you can just see that they're on the same page when they're calling out defenses and making adjustments to where the line should be moving. You know, last year, certainly there was, I would say, not that there's discussion between center and quarterback, but you could see them working together to try and figure out, you know, where they need to move the line to help protect. And this year, you're seeing Biadasz be able to, you know, make the call. Jaden knows where he's going with it before he goes there. Biadasz knows what Jaden wants, and I think you're seeing, you know, while we saw pressure on Jaden, we didn't see free rushers coming at Jaden. I think, you know, those are two kind of different things. There's one thing to have a defensive lineman, you know, beat an offensive lineman and get to the quarterback. It's another thing when a guy goes unblocked and just gets a free run at him. And even when that defense started to bring a couple blitzes here and there, and we saw it Sunday and then, you know, again today, the defense is starting to ramp up what they're doing, particularly getting after the quarterback. You saw a group that was on the same page. And, you know, that's an important part, because that's something that a lot of teams struggle with early in the season. And then the other place I would go would be Jeremy McNichols. I think when you look at Bill Merritt, I think there's, you know, a lot of excitement about him, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be, because he has been a standout player here. But Jeremy McNichols in pass pro and blitz pickup is just such a stalwart, and I think that's where kind of the delineation between he and Bill may come when it comes to playing time on the field. Because when you're that third running back or fourth running back, whichever it may be, and you come on the field, there are going to be plenty of times that those are, you know, kind of passing down situations, and you got to be strong in the blitz pickup and, you know, kind of be able to stick your nose in there and get a block. And that's something that we saw a lot from Jeremy McNichols last year. And, you know, if Ja'Cory Krosky Meredith Bill doesn't kind of continue to improve in that facet of the game, I think you're going to, you know, I think it might be under the radar a little bit, you know, the importance that Jeremy McNichols can play in this offense.
Mitch Tisser with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Beltway Football Podcast. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD on the Road, live from Commanders Training Camp in Ashburn, Virginia. Joint practice, inter-squad scrimmage, whatever you want to call it. I thought it was a great idea by Dan Quinn, a good solution for the dog days of summer and this long break until the next preseason game. And, man, Mitch, the energy of every practice is infectious. They get me fired up with the bag drill. But one of the bigger stories was Terry McLaurin standing on the sidelines speaking with Adam Peters. What do you make of that?
Absolutely nothing. Terry being out there for practice is a result of the fit. This is the first day the fans aren't really there. I think internally, when you look at the team, when we talk to the players and coaches, I don't think that they think of this Terry situation as a distraction, because he is in all the team meetings, he's doing lifting, he's working out there, you know, he's quote-unquote part of the team. But I think when Terry walks out there with the fans there, the fans go nuts and it becomes a little bit of a distraction. I think because the fans are now no longer at camp, Terry can come out and hang out with his guys, watch practice. You know, he did certainly try to stay a little under the radar. He had the hoodie up, you know, over his head. And, you know, As Adam Peters is walking around practice, whether it's today, a week ago, you know, during mini camp, last season, you know, he's a guy that kind of stops and talks to everybody. Like, I don't know that I put a whole lot of stock into, oh, the two of them were talking, so things, you know, must be good, you know, must be good. For all we know, you know, AP's asking about his family and vice versa. So, I don't think that indicates something good or bad one way or the other. I think Terry being out there is more so fans are gone. He can now be with his guys during practice without the worry of being a quote-unquote distraction.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. Well said, Mitch. Always appreciate you joining the show, man. Thanks so much. Good to see you out here in Ashburn.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's AWOD on the road, broadcasting live from Commanders Training Camp here in Ashburn, Virginia. And right now we are recapping the joint practice that took place today, an inter-squad scrimmage set up by head coach Dan Quinn. And I heard it was a little old-school draft style of how they pick the teams. Ends up being a pretty unfair advantage for the defense, and Sam Hartman in the second unit ended up being victorious. But one of the bigger stories has to be that Terry McLaurin watched the whole practice standing on the sidelines with his teammates, with the coaching staff, and at one point standing directly next to Adam Peters and talking with him. What they were talking about, oh boy, would we all love to know. But I do think that that's a positive sign. I think it has to be viewed as a step in the right direction to have your starting wide receiver out there on the practice field while practice is going on for the first time. It was surreal. It was almost out of a movie a couple weeks ago when we were here, and the team would finish practice, and out of nowhere, the superstar wide receiver would come running out of the building and sign autographs with fans for 30, 45 minutes in the sun, in the heat, building up his fan base. I told you, there's just no way the Commanders front office could have liked that. Every single day, it put more pressure on them, and every single performance in which the offense struggles puts more pressure on them to ink a deal with Terry McLaurin and get him back onto the field with his teammates before the start of the regular season. So preseason game one, not a good look for the offense. This joint practice, not a good look for the offense. That's good news for Team Terry as he's standing on the sidelines watching this practice here. Look, I really think that's good news, and there's nothing more to say than that. There's not a deal that's done yet. We don't know that there's been any progress on negotiations, but you can look at the other way. There could have been a negative report. He could have gone back from holding in to holding out. He could have gone to Florida like Trey Hendrickson, hung out with his family. No, he's not just in Ashburn at the facilities, but now out on the practice field watching practice. I felt like that's a guy that's just itching to get out there, itching to make an impact and catch passes once again from Jaden Daniels. So Terry McLaurin being at practice has to be one of your biggest stories because he's there. It doesn't mean that there's going to be a contract extension. And I kind of think he's going to have to play this season on his contract that he's currently on and hope to get a massive payday at the end of the season from Washington or another team. You know, I don't think that any bridges have been burned between the front office and McLaurin's camp. But I do think the longer this drags on, the more likely it is that they let him test free agency at the end of this season and go see if another team will get a contract, give him a contract that is the money that he's asking for, the DK Metcalf type deal, the George Pickens type deal, not the Cortland Sutton type deal that it's being reported Washington wants to ink him at. But some of my notes from the joint practice, I mean, I did want to get my eyes on Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. He was not playing, so unfortunately that wasn't what I wanted to see. But I loved how seriously everybody was taking it. You heard from the sidelines, Cliff Kingsbury barking out orders to the offense. This was an awesome practice to watch, to be here for. First play from scrimmage, they fired a Deebo Samuel incomplete and was like, man, the offense thought that they were going to win this scrimmage and they thought they were just going to find their open receivers and move down the field, and that just did not happen. Incomplete to Deebo, then B-Rob short, third and long, quarterback sacked, a three and out. It was Dorrance Armstrong who would have been credited with the sack. The offense looked awful in that first drive and did not have many other positives besides that. It was a Jaden Daniel run on an option read that was their first down, and I think my biggest takeaway is when you look back at last season and you really dive into the play log, the offense needed Jaden Daniels to run to get going, to take one extra guy basically off the field defensively. One guy had a QB spy, Jaden Daniels, and that led to other guys getting open, or the threat of Jaden Daniels running led to guys having to make a decision. And when you have to make a decision rather than react, that's where a defense ends up being a step slow
or completely out of the play. And so I'm trying to stay positive. Jaden is going to run this season. And with Laremy Tunsil here, with John Bates back for another year, I think they're going to have the blocking to keep him healthy. He's just going to have to pick and choose and be smart of when he decides to run, to read the defense, read an opportunity to run, and then safely get down, slide, or get out of bounds to protect his body. But there was, you know, it's not like the entire inter-squad scrimmage here, there was not a clean pocket. At times, there was a clean pocket and just a couple overthrows, a couple throws that were low. I thought Debo had a really nice catch on a fourth down play, but then tackled by Sainer still, and the offense fails again. He was short by at least 5 or 6 yards. It's just, I would have liked to see Jaden Daniels throw the ball longer, past the yard of gain, especially on a fourth down. They only took one deep shot throughout the entire joint practice, and he missed Debo beat after it looked like he had beaten Sainer still off the line of scrimmage. So timing still needs to be developed better on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, Duke Riley just came in here as an off-ball linebacker, made a couple of good plays. Trey Amos certainly stood out over and over again. Will Harris, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, kind of the usual suspects there on the defensive side of the ball. But the offense struggled. There's no question about that. That has to be the story of that joint practice. I haven't seen Jaden Daniels look that inaccurate. And maybe it's because he's not used to throwing to Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane. And it was, I think, Chris Moore on the outside there at times. Michael Gallup. I also think it was more just like the pass rush was in his face and it messed with his timing. And last season we saw that's when Jaden Daniels struggled, when the interior of the pass rush was too strong for Tyler Biadasz and the interior of the offensive line. And believe me, this team needs Biadasz to be great because they do not have a good backup center right now on the roster. So I think it's, you know, similar to at times of last year when the offense struggled with the interior pressure up the middle. Here's the good news. In a real game situation, as much as they tried to make this like a real game, in a real game situation with the bullets flying, and although they had refs on the field, this was not at FedEx Field, at Northwest Stadium, or on the road in the division. In the regular season, when Jaden Daniels has someone in his face, Jaden Daniels will get the bleep out of town, will get out of Dodge, and make a play. Every single time there was someone close to him, the whistle blew. The whistle blew when the refs felt like this guy was close enough to either make a play or make contact with Jaden Daniels. They are being overly cautious. In a regular game situation, half of those sacks might be explosive plays. The other half might be Jaden scrambling and running for positive yards or just getting out of the pocket and throwing it away. That's the positive outlook in this situation, in my mind, is in a real game situation, the whistle would not have blown because Jaden Daniels would not have been taken down. He's got that ability to feel the pressure and to get away. And it was almost, I think, like a good drill to do here where you didn't give him the ability to get away. He had to rely on his pocket presence, and he struggled. And then just like, you know, the preseason game, that will be film that they will get on tape that they can now look to correct. I love the offense struggling here in training camp because it's another chance for you to get better, you to get humbled without suffering the bitterness of defeat and taking an L on your schedule. That's the worst case scenario, is that this bad offensive play in preseason training camp leads to a loss week one to the New York Giants. I'm not panicking yet. I do not think that this offense is going to struggle against those Giants. When Laremy Tunsil's fully going after people, when Debo Samuel is more involved in this offense, you know, they only really targeted him twice. And you did use a lot of him on the inside with Jalen Lane on the outside. I want to see them mix that up throughout the rest of preseason and into this year's regular season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. It's AWOD on the road, live from Commanders Training Camp. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. All right, that concludes another edition of AWOD on the road, live from Commanders Training Camp in Ashburn, Virginia. The big story today, the Commanders joint practice, the inter-squad scrimmage that was won by the defense. But when the defense wins, the Commanders still win. So that concludes our coverage
for today. But before we get out of here and head back up to 95 North to Richmond for live shows the rest of the week, I mean, just to kind of recap what was an awesome couple of days here, I got to meet John Bernthal, spoke with head coach Dan Quinn off the record, got to tell him how fired up I get for all of his press conferences. That was cool news right there. Jalen Lane, Ben Sennett, Quan Martin, a very successful Commanders training camp. But before we get out of here, Stubb and I wanted to play this clip of Quan Martin right before we started the interview. He loved when I told him my name was AWOD. Let's take a listen.
It was?
Adam.
Adam.
Nice, yep. They call me AWOD on the radio.
AWOD. Okay.
Yeah.
My dog AWOD.
Yeah. You want to say that on the mic?
My dog AWOD, man.
He loved the name, Stubb.
He
loved
it.
Yeah. We got to make that a promo now. My dog, AWOD. My dog, Quan Martin, is going to have a good season. I really do believe that. He made plays last season, but I felt like at the end of the season, he became almost a Commander's household name, a guy that stepped up. And, of course, that was the massive play he had, the pick six against the Detroit Lions. So he'll be stepping into a larger role this year for the Commanders, working with Will Harris, the new safety that replaces Jeremy Chinn on the defense. I also think the defense will be much better, much improved this season. The offense is just going to have to keep up, and hopefully we'll see Jaden Daniels stay healthy. So I hope you enjoyed the show. That was a successful training camp coverage here on AWOD Radio. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye, coming up next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.